1962, Leonard Bernstein emceed a benefit for what is now the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. The benefit featured a gala concert that included performances by pianist Van Cliburn, contralto Marian Anderson, and singer Harry Belafonte. At that concert, Bernstein introduced to President and First Lady Kennedy, to the Washington, D.C. audience, and to TV viewers nationwide, two young musicians recently emigrated from France.
We shall now have the pleasure of hearing Yo-Yo Ma, accompanied by his sister, Yu Cheng Ma. Now here's a cultural image for you to ponder as you listen. A 7-year-old Chinese cellist playing old French music for his new American compatriots. Welcome Yo-Yo Ma and Yu Cheng Ma.
In December 1965, when Ma was 10 years old, he wrote Bernstein, "Dear Mr. Bernstein, do you still remember me? Now I am 10 years old." Ma explained that he learned 3 new concertos that year. "If you have time," Ma continued, "I would be glad to play for you." In 1989, after becoming an international cello sensation, Ma wrote Bernstein to express his excitement about a piano trio that Bernstein had agreed to compose for him, violinist Isaac Stern, and pianist Emmanuel Ax. Ma goes on to say, "I would just like to add that those of us who have the privilege of coming in contact with you do feel truly blessed." Less than a year later, in October 1990, Bernstein died. But Ma was with Bernstein until the very end. An October 16, 1990 New York Times story reported that 2 hours before Bernstein died, composer Bright Sheng paid him a visit. "When I walked in," Sheng told the New York Times, "he was watching a Yo-Yo Ma simulcast." I'm Jennifer Hambrick. To hear other Bernstein Minutes, go to wosu.org/Bernstein.